We said in the Mishnah, that phase, that an erva patters her tzara from yibum. Not only does she patter the tzara, but she patters the tzara as well. So in other words, if a woman is not for yibum, she's an erva on you, obviously you can't be miyabim her, but not only could you not be miyabim her, you can't be miyabim her tzara either, because the erva patters and assers her tzara. But then that applies to the tzara as well. If, let's say, the tzara, meaning the co-wife of the lady who was an erva, went ahead and she got married to your brother, and then your brother had another wife as well. So just like the Sarah herself is Asa L'Yibam, her Sarah is also Asa L'Yibam, the co-wife is also Asa L'Yibam, that's the din of Tsara's Sarah. Then not only is an Erva Patura, her Tsara is also Patura, not only is the Tsara Pater, but the Tsara of the Tsara is Pater as well. When she goes ahead and gets remarried again, she has the Kayach to Aser, her co-wife as well. And the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis on the top is discussing the makar of these two dinim. And the Gemara lends it out from Sukkim. So the Gemara starts off with Menani Mili. How do we know this din that erva patters her tzara and tzara tzara? The Tan Rabbanan, Yishal Chais L'Sikach Litzar, L'Galas Yervas L'Yam B'Chayaya. And it has a whole limud from Achas Isha that B'makam erva there is no din yibum. So that's why you know there's no din yibum B'makam erva. And then the Gemara says, Ein Le'elahi, I only know that you can't be miyabim the erva. Tzara Seminayin, how do you know you can't be miyabim the tzara? Tamalaymer, Litzar. We learned that out from the pasuk that says Litzar, an extra limud, they can't be miyabim the tzaras erva as well. In fact, the Gemara Ein Le'elah Tzarasa, only know that you can't be miyabim the tzara of an erva. Tzaras, tzaras Seminayin, how do I know the next step that you can't be miyabim a tzara of a tzara? Tamalaymer, Litzar, V'lo Latzar. We darshan from the fact that it says Litzar, not Latzar, to be marbe that even the tzara is a surah liyibam. So basically we have three psukim, one to aser an erva, one to aser the tzara of an erva, and one to aser the tzara of a tzara of an erva, which is called referred to as a tzaras tzara. So over here we have the famous kasha of Rabbi Kiveger, which is one of the most famous kashas of Rabbi Kiveger ever, a kasha that really opens up the whole Maseches Yevamos, both the kasha and the different terutzim that were said to answer this kasha. And the kasha goes like this, that he says, why do we need a pasuk to pater a tzaras tzara min hayibum? L'chara, all we need is a pasuk to pater a tzara min hayibum, a tzaras erva. Once I know that a tzaras erva can't be misyabim, now she herself becomes an erva, and now when she gets married again, her tzara is mamash a tzaras erva. So you don't need to come on to the din of tzaras tzara. Every tzaras tzara is actually a tzaras erva mamash, and we should know misvar that she's patura. So let me just explain this kasha a little bit better, that if you have two women are naifu liyibum to Reuven. One of them is an erva, one of them is a tzara. So we learn out from a pasuk that the tzara of the erva is asa liyibum, just like the erva herself is asa liyibum. Once the tzara is asa liyibum, so now she turns into an eshes achshesh labanim, like Rashi says a bunch of times, if there's no din yibum, which you do like an eshes achshesh labanim, she becomes an erva of eshesach, and therefore she's asa to you like an eshes achshesh labanim. So now when that woman, the tzara of the original erva, goes ahead and gets married to your other brother who has another wife, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the tzara of the tzara is aser because she's a tzara of a tzara. The tzara is a tzara of an erva because that original tzara's erva became an eshes achshesh labanim. She's an erva veshesach. Now when she has a tzara, her tzara is a tzara's erva mamash. She is a tzara's erva. I should know misfar. I already know from the first pasuk that a tzara's erva is pater. So it would follow that over here also her tzara is pater because of tzara's erva. Why do I need this new pasuk of litzar to tell me that the tzara is pater? L'char, every tzara by definition is a tzara's erva, the tzara, the erva veshesach, and she should be pater for that reason. That is the kasha of Rabbi Kiveger, and Iblam Shrei doesn't answer his kasha. So a lot has been written about this. Many Rashivas have different terutzim, but one very Yesodistic Teretz that many Achronim say in different Nuschais, but this is a Yesodistic Teretz this is based on Yesod from Reb Chaim, that the idea is that the Erva of Eshesach does not have a Kach to Pater Min Yibum. In other words, even though an Eshesach Shesh Labanim, an Eshesach Shalabim Makim Yibum is a full-fledged Erva, and if you Baalei Yechayv Karis, but it's not considered an Erva L'Gabi Yibum. L'Gabi Yibum, you have to be an Erva other than Eshesach. Because Betzim Eshesach is something which is not just not a steer to Yibum, but that's where the whole Mitzvah Yibum is said. Mitzvah Yibum is said on an Eshesach. So you have cases sometimes where you can't be Miyabim her, where she turns into an Eshesach Shesh Labanim because of being a Tzaris Erva. So now if you're Miyabim her, you're going to be over on the Isra Eshesach. But being that the Eshesach is Betzim an Erva which is Shaykh to Yibum, it does not have the Kayach of an Erva that could pater its Tzara. So it's an Erva, but it's not an Erva that could pater its Tzara because Betzim an Eshesach is Shaykh to Yibum. Or the way some other Achanim say it, is that she's an Eshesach de Mimela from this Nefila, And Eshazach, the Mela, means that it's a person who is not inherently an Erva of Eshazach, meaning Bezam, she was rightly Yibam. It could have been Miyabim if there wouldn't be an Erva over here. But because she was the co-wife of an Erva, so that patterned her Zika. Once it patterned her Zika, now it turns her into an Eshazach, Shej Labanim. So she became an Eshazach because of some side reason. She's an Eshazach to Mimela, so an Eshazach to Mimela cannot patter Mina Yibam. So basically, the Erva of Eshazach, or an Eshazach to Mimela, does not have the character to patter Mina Yibam, even though she is a full-fledged Erva, because this is not considered an Erva Legabi Yibam. That's what would have thought Misvara. So now when she would go ahead and get married to the second brother, we wouldn't view her co-wife, the Tsara, as a Tsara's Erva, because the Erva of Eshesach does not have a din of an Erva Legabi Yibam. We would view it as a Stam Tsara, but not a Tsara's Erva. Therefore, I need a pasuk to be Mechadish, that Koyach of Tsara's Tsara could pater even her next Tsara, even though she herself does not have a din of Erva Legabi Yibam. That is one basic insight that Darchanim say to answer the kasha of Rabbi Kiveger. Now, it's interesting to note that the way Rabbi Kiveger's kasha is brought down in the Chidush of Rabbi Kiveger, he just asks the kasha straight out, brings a couple of rais to it, and lefi that, l'chai, this teretz would be a good teretz. But the makar, the kasha, is really from the Taisus of Rabbi Kiveger on the Mishnayos. And if you look over there, Rabbi Kiveger has marked him something before he asks this kasha, and this akdama does not appear in the chidushim, but it's l'chari very important. He's really going on a taisus on daf lam bezem and aleph. That's really the mucker of asking his kasha. Taisus didn't ask loy paka, and taisus over there seems to say beferish that an ishus ach from this nefila does pater her tzara. Right, so the Taisus himself seems to be connected to this Svara. So Bikveger Lachar knew all these Terutzim, Ishisach is different, whatever, but he's quoting a Taisus. It seems to say not like that. Taisus seems to say that Ishisach, the Mimela, does have a Kachta pattern, and that's really what he's basing his Kasha on. So once you look at Taisus and Daflam Beis, it becomes much more difficult to answer this test to Bikveger's Kasha. You would have to say some type of chilik between the case of Taisus and Lama Beis and the case of Rabbi Kivego over here. So maybe Mitzvah Shem, when we get there, we could try to figure out what the teretz is. But I'll call him, this teretz is not so pashut. Rabbi Kivego's kasha is a gvaldik kasha, very shtak kasha. As I mentioned, it really opens up all the lamdas of Mesachus Yevamis, and so much has been written about it. If anyone has another svar to answer Rabbi Kivego's kasha, I would love to hear.